Jeff's Guitar Clinic in Fort Atkinson is a multifaceted guitar shop offering guitar instruction, new and used guitars and amplifiers, and all accessories. We offer guitar repair of the highest quality. Instead of experiencing the total hassle of a big box store, take the scenic drive to Fort Atkinson and experience what total customer satisfaction is all about. Call 920-723-1733 or visit jeffsguitar.com. Jeff's Guitar Clinic. We love guitars.
FM 93.7 on the drive home with Sly. Well, we're in purgatory right now as we wind down to the election. Doesn't look like Donald Trump's going to be elected president. Just doesn't have that feel, but it's not over. But in fact, Elizabeth Warren was talking about him yesterday, and I think she's maybe getting a little ahead of herself.
He thinks that because he has money, that he can call women fat pigs and bimbos. He thinks because he is a celebrity, that he can rate women's bodies from 1 to 10. He thinks that because he has a mouthful of Tic Tacs, that he can force himself on any woman within groping distance. Well, I got news for you, Donald Trump. Women have had it with guys like you. Women have really had it with guys like you. Yeah. Get this, Donald. Nasty women are tough. Nasty women are smart. And nasty women vote. And on November 8th, we nasty women are going to march our nasty feet to cast our nasty votes to get you out of our lives forever.
Yeah, not so fast. I don't think Donald Trump's going anywhere. I think Donald Trump is going to be with us for a very long time. I wish he wasn't, but I'm afraid he is.
Okay, we've got something for you to watch. Now, you try to figure out what this is.
They're saying, yeah. Well, somehow this was Trump TV. That's not what this is. This is our campaign and, most importantly, our candidate being out there and speaking directly to the voters, directly to the viewers, and bringing the message on national security, on the economy, directly to these voters who are, again, excited to be bypassing the left-wing media, which skews everything.
Okay, if that's not Trump TV, is it the pilot for Trump TV? Joining us now, Frank Rich, a writer-at-large for New York Magazine and an Emmy Award-winning executive producer of HBO's Veep. Frank, what's going on? Donald Trump doing these Facebook Lives now. A lot of anticipation that this is the runway to some kind of Trump TV.
Well, it may not be the whole picture of Trump TV because I don't see Billy Bush as the weatherman, for instance. But it is hilarious. It looks like public access television, sort of Wayne's World, meets what seems to be Trump's favorite form of television, Russian state television, on which he and General Flynn, his military sidekick, seem to be quite enamored. So, I don't know, Trump TV, there's all this talk about it. It'll be interesting to see what happens. It almost seems too easy, but I would say one thing, if women are applying for jobs at Trump TV, if Donald Trump and Roger Ailes in some combination at the auditions, they should go in wired so they can do preemptive lawsuits before Trump tries to sue them.
Yeah, then they won't need any salaries from Trump TV. Frank, what I can't wait to see is if this gets at all serious, I can't wait to watch Bill O'Reilly, Rush Limbaugh's reaction to it. because they would have a new competitor on the scene who they would have to crush.
Trump TV. And I just got to thinking about who would get a show on Trump TV. If that maybe it would just be all Donald talking all day. That's a possibility. Maybe he could turn it into some kind of a soft porn channel, right? Where we have women that he's groped. Well, there is the one porn star. But I suspect that if they do a television show, it's going to be filled with people that are just as outrageous and incendiary as he is. I don't think you could be milquetoast. I don't think John Kasich would get another TV show. Remember, John Kasich had a TV show on Fox. Don't think that's going to happen. I don't think Hugh Hewitt's going to get a show on Trump TV. I don't see that happening. The question is, you know, that's a lot of television programming to fill up. So, politicians? Other talk show hosts? Leaders of different organizations? Preachers? Could other people's networks be folded into Trump TV? The possibilities are endless here. And a lot of people don't think he's just going to build a TV platform, that he's going to build a website platform, that there's going to be, you know, obviously Twitter will be something that will be prevalent, that this is going to be publishing with books. So there'll be a whole lot of Trump and a whole lot of invective. And, you know, if they decide not to use his name, I'm just saying, if they decide not to use his name, NBC used to have the blue channel and the red channel. NBC was two different divisions. There was the red channel and the blue channel. This could be the white channel. 888-325-0937. I'll take a couple calls here, then we'll take a break. But please call. We're thinking of potential people that could fill time as a regular host on Trump TV. Jeannie in Monroe, you're in the Big FM 93.7.
Well, I think Melania's going to have a show. It's going to be called Sexual Gratification for the Impotent Husband.
Oh! Well, no. See, but, Melania.
Yeah. But I don't think he's going to be able to afford it. I guess we'll have to wait and see who we can screw over to get it started.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the money won't come out of his pocket. He'll find a way to get other people to invest it. Yeah, no. He won't spend his own money. No. He's going to find it. You know what, though? Who knows? Maybe it'll be pay-per-view, and he'll get the idiots that follow him to pay for it. Although they're going to have to make some choices about, you know, whether they buy the old style to stock the fridge at the trailer or whether they want to buy Trump TV. It's going to be a tough decision. Thanks for calling, Jeannie. Scott and Stoughton, you're in the Big FM 93.7.
Afternoon, Sly. Maybe you can get Uncle Ted Nugent on there to do a hunting show and keep his NRA guys in there.
Ted the Sledge.
Yeah.
Yes. Ted, who called, what did Ted Nugent call Barack Obama?
Mm-hmm.
What did Ted Nugent call Barack Obama? Do you remember?
I do not recall.
Oh, he called him a mongrel, which, of course, is a racist term. Yeah. 888-325-0937. We'll take your call. Ted Nugent. Yeah. Ted Nugent will definitely be part of Trump TV.
John Podesta rigged the polls by oversampling. He said, do this, by oversampling Democrats. A voter, you see this, you see it all. A voter suppression technique.
Technique. He used to love the polls. Doesn't love the polls as much anymore. Vicky in Beloit, you're on the Big FM 93.7.
That's
fine. Hi, Vicky.
I think that the Fox News sheriff would have a good place on there.
You don't say.
And he could call his show Pitchforks and Torches.
The Fox. But he's so busy, a sheriff in Milwaukee. Where would he ever find the time to go on Trump TV?
Well, he's on Fox News all the time.
He is. The Fox Every News day. Sheriff. So would we call him the Trump News Sheriff then?
Oh, I think that's a good title.
Okay, we'll call him the Trump News. He'll become the Trump News Sheriff. That's good.
Okay, good.
Thank you. Kevin in Darlington, you're on the Big FM 93.7.
Hey, Sly. I think it would be Megyn Kelly. I think she would be good.
Well, I always like seeing Megyn Kelly. She does a good job, but you really think you don't really think that Donald Trump would put Megyn Kelly on, do you?
It might sound crazy, but he might. She does good.
Well, that's true.
He loves them.
He doesn't like her talking to him about how he talks about women, but. But, you know, he's kind of the master of contradictions. So I'll give you that one. I think that would be an unlikely marriage, but man, if they could somehow work that out. Her problem though is that she doesn't do enough racism and ad hominem attacks, I think, to fit the Trump model. They would view her as a liberal on Trump TV. But we'll see. But she does do a good job, that Megyn Kelly. Real fine job. Tex, you're on the Big FM 93.7 on the drive home with Sly.
Well, Tuco is still my choice for spending share. So my next choice would be the one and only Vicky McKenna.
Well, now that is very interesting. You know, Vicky has a contemporary out of St. Lewis named Dana Lesh, and Dana Lesh ended up with Breitbart with Glenn Beck, and now I notice that she's getting more and more gigs, and she's very, very good looking and very articulate and very good on TV, and it's got to be killing Vicky. But Vicky, you know, Vicky's got to fall in line. I mean, she's voting for Trump, but she wasn't exactly on the Trump bandwagon in the primary. But I would think her attitude would be perfect for Trump TV. Shrill.
100% perfect.
Yet nasty, condescending, rude. Yep, she is Trump TV. Chris, you're...
Chris, you're...
Okay, go ahead, Chris. Turn your radio down a little bit there.
Okay. Trump TV's version of Entertainment Tonight called White Tonight, hosted by David Duke.
White Tonight. It's just White Night.
There you go.
Oh yeah. All right. So Chris, when you call in, you got to turn your radio down because you're getting the delay feedback. So you always have to turn your radio down when you call in.
Gotcha. Thank
okay.
You.
All right. Well, I just think that David Duke is tailor-made for Trump TV. White Tonight. Oh, I love that. That's a great name for a show. It's White Tonight with David Duke on Trump TV. Randy and Elizabeth, you're on the Big FM 93.7.
Hey, you know, I kind of like Trump, but I could just see it. He needs a Skulk Girl, and that would have to really have a toss-up here. It'd either be Nicole Richie or possibly her sidekick there for a while. What I wonder.
See, you think this could branch off in all kinds of directions here.
Paris would be perfect for him. I mean, she could twirl her gum and say, yeah, a lot.
Listen, I want to tell you something. I watch all sorts of news and information that I disagree with because I learn more rather than just listening to what I agree with. That's why I bring so many clips every afternoon. I guarantee you, Randy, I will be a Trump TV watcher. There's no doubt about it. Thanks for calling. And I love the people that are voting for Trump. Listen, That makes me glad. I always want a wide swatch of people. Jack in Oregon, you're in the Big FM 93.7.
Hey, Sly. It's
hey.
Been a while since I called. I think that he's going to bring Bill Cosby on to host all of the Miss America pageants.
Oh, now that would be good. That Bill Cosby. Yeah, well, he can say he has a black man on his network, right?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
A black man who told those hoodlums to pull their pants up.
Yep.
Right. Yep. Oh, Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby can be the celebrity judge. That's very good. Good pick, Jack. Very good.
All right.
By the way, you kind of like in a fantasy football draft, like an expansion team, and they get to take somebody from another network. Is there any doubt that Sean Hannity would jump over to Trump TV if he got a chance? You can tell he's just so ready to make Donald happy the rest of his life. Vinny in Edgerton, you're on the Big FM 93.7.
You just took mine. I mean, that was, come on.
Hannity.
All right. Well, I'll go with.
Okay. That's okay.
I'll go with this then. I'll go with this then. An hour, at least an hour of Trump TV will have InfoWars by Alex Jones.
Well, I was waiting for somebody to say that. Is there any doubt that he would bring Alex Stone in and then, of course, Alex Jones and then
Roger Stone.
And Roger
right,
Stone.
Roger.
Yeah, I just merged the two into one person.
They pretty much are one person. I'm pretty sure they're both aliens from the fifth dimension also.
And is there any doubt that they would try to bring in... people like this guy. If I can get this to play. I can't get it to play. James David Manning. I think we need...
Can I ask you? Holy cow, you just exposed something I didn't know in the conspiracy world. That the Clintons had Joan Rivers killed.
Yeah.
Can we talk about this? Can we talk? This is amazing.
Isn't that something? Well, Joan Rivers.
This is amazing.
Joan Rivers jokingly said that Michelle Obama was a transvestite.
Oh, the Obamas, yeah. Right. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The Obamas.
No. The other conspiracy is that Hillary Clinton went to the White House with the Obamas, had a coughing fit, and they concluded that she was on some sort of enhancement drugs.
She was on cocaine or something, which is funny coming from the guy that sniffed about 55 times during the first debate.
There is a great piece today on Alternet about Trump's parties that he used to throw, and they say Trump didn't snort cocaine himself, but there was cocaine all over the hotel, and then he'd set these rich guys up with underage girls.
Sly, can I ask a question? Donald Trump was a big celebrity back in the 80s, right?
Uh-huh.
What was the next biggest thing that all celebrities did in the 80s?
Cocaine.
Yes, sir. I believe you drove from Nebraska. Congratulations.
That was the 80s, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It wasn't the smartest thing I've ever done, but yes, I did. Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Well, no problem. Mm-hmm. But I don't sniffle like that. I haven't done that for many years, and I don't sniffle anymore. I don't know how you explain his sniffle. Something's going on there. Thank you for calling, everybody.
Slysoffice.com.
Thanks a million.
Bye-bye.